Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Women and the changing nature of work. There's no doubt that post-pandemic, the nature of work has changed for many people. It's literally changed the way we actually work. And I believe this is especially the case for women. Organisations are more willing to explore flexible working options. In fact, many organisations recognise if they want to attract and retain people, then they have to offer flexible working options. Flexible work can mean part-time work, working some days in the office and some days from home, or changing the core hours of work, for example, working four 10-hour days. As part of this shift, hybrid work is now a real thing. Pre-pandemic, in one of my HR roles, I was trying to set up some work-from-home options for some of our key roles, and the barriers were huge, from health and safety of the desk setup to loss of connection to the office. In the end, it was too hard, and the idea that we could have team members working from home was parked. Et voila, 2020 and the pandemic hit, and it became the norm for everyone. None of these previous concerns have continued as barriers. It's simply a must-do situation. Now, here we are 3 years down the track, and now that it's safe to return to the office, many people are reluctant to do so, at least not on a full-time basis. And this seems to be especially the case for women. The opportunity to be able to blend home and work is too great. Hybrid work can allow women to balance work and home commitments more easily. Not that hybrid work is a replacement for childcare, but it means instead of standing at the coffee machine with a colleague in the office for a 5-minute chat, you hang out a load of washing at home. The ability to flex your hours around your home commitments is far too attractive to return 100% to the office environment. Hybrid work can actually start to lessen some of the mental load that women carry as they're able to take action on the home front while still juggling their work commitments. In addition, women, and men in this instance, are more conscious of their spending, and many are rethinking their access to work. With soaring cost of living prices, they're just not willing to spend increasing amounts of cash on transport. They consider working from home as a way to save money. For some people, the opportunity to move outside of the big cities and live a more balanced lifestyle is attractive. Hybrid work can afford them this. Without a daily commute to be concerned with, they only need to visit the office when necessary. These are just a few benefits of hybrid work, especially for women. My concern is that there's too much unknown about the long-term consequences of hybrid work. Starting with the inherent power disadvantage between those in the office and those working remotely. You're simply not around when the conversations are taking place and projects are getting allocated. Think back to that episode of Friends where Rachel takes up smoking just so she can get the same project opportunities as her colleagues. It's the old adage that deals happen on the golf course, and if you're not playing, you miss out. Does this culture still exist? I believe in some industries it does. In addition, women are by nature less visible in the office. They're less likely to be heard. If women are inclined to choose hybrid work, how do they raise their voice? More importantly, what's the long-term impact on their career? As the nature of work changes, what are the impacts on women? If equity in the workplace is still a challenge for women, what will be the long-term impacts of this changing landscape? Are we as a society inadvertently creating a new glass ceiling? Are we going to look back on this period in 5 years, with regrets? We don't have the answers yet. It's simply too early to know. However, if you're a hybrid worker, I believe you need to be super proactive in managing your career to avoid some of these potential unintended consequences. My first tip is to ensure that you're regularly sharing your learnings, your thoughts, insights with your colleagues and your leaders. If you come across an interesting article or a new trend, talk about it with others in your workplace. Be proactive in demonstrating that you are still here and that you have a voice that is important. When you're in the office, be cognizant of really connecting with your colleagues and leaders. It's not enough to just show your face on the days you're scheduled to be in. Actively seek out those who are important to your career. Have conversations with them that are meaningful and truly connect. Make your presence felt. You want to be remembered when you're not around and the projects and opportunities are being dished out. Plan regular conversations with your manager about your career and your ongoing development. Do not wait for your annual performance review. You need to regularly make sure they know exactly what you're looking for next, even if you're not ready just yet. Ensure they're clear on your interests should projects come up in the future. Do not leave anything to chance. Murphy's Law is that it will happen on the days you're working from home and you miss out. In addition, we are by nature social beings. Always ensure you support your mental health by staying engaged and connected to your workplace. It can be done remotely as well as in person. But let's be honest, nothing replaces a face-to-face connection, especially with people who are important to your career. And focus on getting the balance right. It is too easy to slide more home time into your schedule without meaning to. The plumber can only come on Tuesday. Make sure that's one of your days from home. Do not add it to your already committed working from home days. You need to be really mindful and intended about your hybrid working balance. Time will tell where hybrid work will take us. I hope if you're a hybrid worker, you consider both sides of the experience, the opportunities, but also the unintended challenges you may face in the future. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Drop me an email and let's explore this important topic together. It's Emily at theleaptolead.com.